dictation for Frederick, Frederick, Bruckner, B as in boy, Ruckner, August 1554, address as a letter to Dr. Jacob Tramley, T as in today, Romley, 246-6495. Dear Dr. Tramley, follow up for Mr. Bruckner, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of right-sided renal infarct, probably from extensive atherosclerosis with a small kidney in that area. He follows with urology from Tri-City Urology, Dr. Bulusu, B-U-L-U-S-U. And since the last visit here in June, PSA was rising. PET scan shows lymph node component. It started on further androgen blocker antagonist, XTANI, complaining of some sinus congestion, eye watering, alternating loose stools, hard stools, some gas abdominal discomfort, says to be eating well, stable weight, does have severe frequency, urgency nocturia, some degree of dysuria, but no bleeding or cloudiness or blood, no infection, minor incontinence, denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, review system is negative, blood pressure at home not been checked, in the office apparently 140s over 60s, there is some breast enlargement and tenderness. He has prior nephrectomy. Medication list review. I want to highlight the HCTC ARB AvaPro. Remains on Flomax, Aldactone. For his cancer on this new medication, as well as the Eligard, ELIGARD, every 6 months. Today, blood pressure 140 over 60, weight 1263, obesity, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, minor fullness on the breast area and tenderness, obesity of the abdomen, no major edema. Normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry. Last one is from October, creatinine 1.6. He's been as high as 2.1. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal. Albumin, calcium normal. Normal bicarbonate. Anemia 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prostate cancer, lymph node extension. I clarify the type of medication that he's taking. These are hormonal blockers. He thought he was taking chemotherapy. Explain to him how prostate cancer, some of them are sensitive to male hormone, and hormonal blockers are like target treatment, avoiding the potential side effects from broader chemotherapy. He understands that he needs to take this for life. He needs to follow with urology about potential side effects. He also has significant lower urinary symptoms. Again, needs to discuss with urologists. He has prior radiation treatment with off and on colitis, diarrhea. He has the infarct of the right kidney, an atrophy from extensive atherosclerosis. He has also extensive atherosclerosis based on aortic aneurysm, peripheral vascular disease, which clinically are stable. He has a sleep apnea on CPAP machine. I clarify to him that he did not have kidney surgery. He did have the renal infarct. The left kidney has been working well with some degree of hypertrophy without obstruction. We will monitor chemistries over time. All questions clarified. End of dictation.